You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. And we're back talking about Honor the Earth coming up July 17th through the 20th. And in the studio, I have Janet D. and Willard with me from the Honor the Earth Powwow Committee. And we've just been talking about the schedule on Saturday. A couple of things that we'll just quick mention. There's a veterans recognition at 10 o'clock, where, again, we bring out all the veterans, Native and non-Native veterans, and recognize their service to the community. And then there's this game that I don't know how to pronounce. Janet, I'm going to call on you on this. What is this game about?
It's the Baga Adowewin. It's the lacrosse, the traditional lacrosse game.
Okay.
So I know in Indian Country, we've been trying to bring this game back and get our kids involved. And like Mike DeMain, he's been taking that lead in the community. And he's part of the committee, so this is going to be his, this is his activity that he has, and it happens right after
the run.
Yep. And it's going to be located at the Charles Bilal Memorial Field, located on the LCO school grounds.
Okay, so a little distance from the Honor the Earth powwow grounds itself, but yeah, happening at that time. Because this is all before the grand entry, because we're not even there yet, because then we have the Anishinaabe Kwe ceremony at noon, in recognizing Diane Sullivan for that. And then the grand entry at 1, which is one of the biggest grand entries, I think, next to the 7 o'clock one. But that's really the big kickoff for Saturday. And if people want to see what the powwow is all about, that's one of the bigger events that is open to the public to come and see and experience that, all the regalia and the dancers that are participating in that. Yeah.
So can I jump in a little bit? So
like
two of our invited drums that we have. So what the committee was really looking to do was really get down to our roots of Ojibwe people and have a lot of woodland specials and our old style jingles. So we'll start out with the Benton families. And then the committee is also having an old style jingle and woodland special throughout the weekend. So we're really hoping to draw in a lot of jingle and the men's woodland dance categories. The two drums we brought in, one's from Kansas and they're called Little Soldier, and the other one is from Ontario Bay up in Canada, and they're Battle Nation. So we've been, several people on the committee have been wanting to get these two groups in, and we have them here this year. So it's really going to be like centered around that woodland style.
Yeah.
And showcasing that for the community.
Talk a little bit about that woodland style. What does that regalia include, and why is that significant in this?
Yeah. So, like a lot of the woodland style, they dance to a faster pace of music, of powwow music. The beat is a little bit faster. They traditionally do not wear like bustles or anything. They have like a lot of floral beadwork designs on their outfits. They wear turbans and stuff like that. It's just a little bit more of a faster paced dance style than the normal traditional category.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah. And their regalia is more of a pioneer element, I think, to it. That's what I look at it as, versus what a fancy dress would be, or the fancy dancers, or the shawl dancers. It's a lot more colorful in their regalia. And maybe, Dee or Janet, you can talk about the fancy dancers and what that represents in the community.
The fancy dancers are more modern.
Okay.
The younger, more energetic
people
are fancy dancers.
Yeah,
the fancy dancers will incorporate like a lot of newer material, like silk and satin, mm-hmm. and the ribbons and
brighter
stuff like
colors.
Brighter colors, and the fancy dance categories, they're really fast too. But they're more, there would be more like maybe a trick kind of a category.
Sure.
Where they do a lot of trickier moves.
Mm-hmm. Jingle dress is another category for the ladies. Talk about the significance of a jingle dress.
That is more of a healing dress. It came to somebody in a dream. You know, there was some sickness, and this this dress came to this person in a dream. The sound of the jingles was supposed to be a healing sound. So that's where that originated. And with the Ojibwe people too, right?
Over Mille Lacs.
Yeah. So and
Rhonda Quagan is our, she puts on that healing dress, that special on Sunday.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, then we get into Sunday. We'll talk a little bit about the Sunday grand entry at noon, and then there's a couple of other specials, the committee giveaway, and then, of course, the flag and traveling song that end the whole event. Anything else that we maybe didn't talk about? I know there was a special price for elders for the button, and what would that be?
There's an
free,
age
right?
group where... I don't know what it is on there. 54 and older, it's free.
Yeah.
You can get in the powwow without a button, but to be eligible to be in that
$1,000
drawing, you still need to buy a button, which is something that you can save anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really pretty button this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I've collected my 7 years of buttons that I have, and I'll get an eighth one this year.
Yep, so the button, the admission is all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's free for elders, 54 and older, and children under the age of 5.
Okay. Anything else we didn't get covered?
When it comes to dancing, listen for intertribals. That's when anybody can go out there and dance.
Mount Edith as well.
As well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just look for the intertribal. Or listen for the intertribal.
Yeah.
So everybody is welcome, even the Lumberjack World Championship.
Yeah.
we're sharing the same weekend.
I know. It's going to be crazy. But awesome. You've been listening to WBZH Local Report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WBZH shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information. It's 8:59.